Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations on the great, great, great GCN, Genesis Communications Network. And by the way, we're broadcasting on their stations, and we're also broadcasting on selected Salem media stations in some of the largest markets that are out there in the country. And we're also out there broadcasting on several independent stations, and we're scattered out here, there, and everywhere. So a lot of different people are listening to us right now, and we thank you all for tuning in and listening to the show and for the comments we've been getting over here in the chat room, plus the direct messages I've been getting. Appreciate all that. Now, don't forget, we also broadcast to great radio stations all around the world on the Internet with our stream. Comes out of GCNLive.com and my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can go over there. It requires no player. You just click on the link that's right there towards the bottom of the webpage, and you got it, and boom, you're listening live and in living color. And, of course, we're also up on the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch right now, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx, our UPS drivers, our bulk mail center haulers hauling the mail out there, our suicide jockeys handling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel and other petroleum products so we can go. Now, also, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website, once again, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see all the great stuff we have to offer. Okay, joining us right now, we've got the professor of politics in California, IA, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And we're going to go up here on line one and pick up Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and today we've got 74 degrees. Now, that is officially, where I'm at, the coolest it's been in about 2 months in the morning.
Yeah,
it's
kind of
nice. Yep, it is. It's not bad, and it's clear skies tonight. Okay, you guys ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, take it away. You know what Denise wants to talk about.
Well, Denise, I know that President Zelensky, gave his speech, and of course he's walking away with commitments for millions and millions of more dollars from the Americans. But what was it about his speech that particularly caught your interest?
Well, there's several things. I didn't hear the whole speech, but I did hear the part where he referred or referenced climate change. Do you think that speech was his alone? Because I'm here to tell you that it wasn't. In order for Zelensky to get support, he was told, you better talk about climate change. Who was he told by? All the progressives that are operating out of this White House. Now, so many people have this so wrong, and I'm not for continuing to just send dollar after dollar after dollar to Ukraine without accounting and without, you know, some return on investment, if you will. But I'm gonna say it this way. Biden is doing in Ukraine essentially what he did in leaving Afghanistan, and that is botching the whole thing. His mistakes, he's boxed the United States kind of into a corner here. You know, he talks about nation sovereignties and nation's borders and humanity and all these other kinds of things. And that's what he's helping Ukraine protect. Okay, good, fine. But he's not doing that at home. Going all the way back to the Obama administration in 2014 when the first invasion happened with Russia, Ukraine has a military attaché office in the Pentagon. They've had it since 2014. Understand that. Ukraine has a military attaché office in the Pentagon. And the Ukraine military operations communicates with that office and communicates with the Pentagon all day long, every day, every minute. Okay? The second thing is, there are two inspector generals that have been assigned to Ukraine to track not only the equipment on the ground that the United States has sent, but also the money. So if there's any kind of corruption that's happening there, then where's the inspector general? Now, I know that there has been some corruption because Zelensky has fired some of these people. And that's what he's supposed to do, and he has. We also have what is known as legal attachés. And I learned this going all the way back to the infamous Colonel Vindman and the phone call that Trump had with Ukraine. Anybody remember that one that caused the impeachment?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'll say it on the other side of the break.
Okay, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Go over there, check her out over there. And also, don't forget Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it?
I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
With Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, I will do just that. Thank you very much, Kyle. And before we get back to Kyle and Denise, I need to tell you that this portion of the program being brought to you by Geico, spelled G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com is their website. And Geico's been saving people money on their car insurance for well over 85 years now. They are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring well over 27 million people, and that number continues to go up. Now, you can go over to Geico.com, and you can request a rate chart fee over there, and they'll tell you what it'll cost for your car or your truck. And again, if you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, you can bundle that in there and get a lower premium rate as well. And you can also put your homeowners or your renter's insurance or your condo insurance in there and make it even lower by going to Geico.com. Now, that's one way to do it. And if for no other reason, you can find out who the local agent would be near you and go have the agent do it, or call up the agent and have them do it over the phone, whatever works for you. But the simplest way is to go to Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and enter your information in there, and you'll know pretty quick how much money you're going to be able to save with them on your car insurance policy. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook is back with us. Hey, Denise.
Hey, hey.
All right, you were making a point?
I'm trying to remember where I was, but we have a legal attaché from the FBI that has actually been in Ukraine since 2014, back when the billions were stolen out of the Ukrainian banks by the former president, who is now where? In Russia.
Yep.
Okay. So, I want to introduce you to Brigadier General Garrick Harmond. Now, who is he, and what is he? Why do you need to know about him? Well, he has been on duty assignment with all things Ukraine for months and months and months and months. He's actually running what is called the Security Force Assistance and the Security Assistance Group for Ukraine. Oh, we have military advisors in Kyiv.
Mm-hmm.
So if we are so brilliant with our military under Miley, who, by the way, is no longer there or soon to be no longer there because we now just confirmed a new chairman of the Joint Chiefs.
Yep.
Why is this war not over? And why do we not have the strategy or what the end game looks like? Because of our own military and because of our own commander-in-chief, which I even hate to reference Biden by that. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, the Boy Scout in charge.
Precisely. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's put some things in perspective. Zelensky wouldn't need to come dialing if this administration and if NATO had done the right thing. Now, we can blame NATO itself, but the United States is NATO. So I would argue that Miley and all of these cockamamie flag officers at the E-ring of the Pentagon are the ones that have screwed this up, and I don't even know what kind of recommendations they've ever made to Biden, and if Biden would even understand what the recommendations were in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
But we have... We don't want to get involved. Okay, we're not involved. We're just going to send money. Well, we go to all these countries and we train all these other countries' military. Fight for yourself. Well, they obviously can't do that. So, you know, the whole thing stinks. Now, if you were the leader of a country, in your country, I mean, I challenge people to look at Ukraine. I mean, the eastern part of Ukraine is in ashes.
Yep.
Millions of people have left Ukraine, or children have been kidnapped and taken back to Russia. That's a fact, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
So now we're into they're talking about rebuilding. Hello, Clinton Initiative.
Yep.
Clinton Global Initiative, or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Why are we talking about rebuilding when we still have a war going on? Oh, because now the Clintons and some of these others have all decided to kind of step in there and figure out how they can make some money and get their hands into the mix.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we tend to forget how Washington, D.C. operates. Let's go back to our little cryptocurrency guy, little Mr. Bankman-Fried, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the whole thing against Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh?
Yeah.
And all those protests and all that stuff? Who do you think did all that? An organization called Arabella,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Dark, nasty money. Well, guess who was on the board of Arabella? Sam Bankman-Fried's father.
Mm.
So do you see how incestuous all of this is? So, so in order for Zelensky to get what Zelensky needs, because we're not fighting this war the way that it needs to be fought, and I would argue it never should have gotten there. It should have been over in 2014. He has to capitulate. He's being extorted himself by our own government. And I just want to tell you that when you've got Sam Bankman-Fried's father sitting on the board of Arabella, mm-hmm. that does protest against confirmation of Kavanaugh, that's just an example of how sketchy and disgusting Washington, D.C. works.
Mm-hmm.
We also know how it works just because of how things are operating with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and all of these countries and all of this money. So I just want to put things in context, and I'm getting off my high horse. But, let's see how Mr. Brigadier General Garrick Harmon is doing to prosecute the conflict in Ukraine. Not so well.
Kyle, gallop on in.
Denise, I'm glad you mentioned about the money trail, but also, of course, looks like the Clintons can be enriching themselves a little bit through the Clinton Global Initiative, like you were mentioning. So that's important to get out there. I would also kind of change gears a little bit here. Iran's president is now saying, well, pardon me, I should say there's a report out that the United States and Israel are going to help Saudi Arabia enrich uranium. Now, the crown prince, in his interview about a day or so ago with Brett Baer over at Fox News, said that, well, if Iran gets a nuclear weapon, we're going to need to get a nuclear weapon to maintain parity, basically. But what do you make of what that report is about the enriching uranium?
Well, that Israel can help Saudi Arabia do that, and Israel is, you know, offering their open hand here in order to normalize relations and be part of the Abraham Accords. And that's fine. But Saudi Arabia, and that's just kind of out there for public consumption, but Saudi Arabia doesn't need to go enrich uranium because they have a longstanding agreement with Pakistan, first right of refusal that Saudi Arabia can buy any of Pakistan's nuclear weapons.
All right. We have a caller. I'm going to take the caller real quick because we only got about a minute left here. Okay, caller, you got about a minute.
All right, Captain. I just want to
back
say one thing.
Bob. Okay, all right, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. I just want to say one thing here. With this thing with Ukraine and the deterioration of our own military and interior country, we're going to be just like Russia, a third-rate country with a bunch of nukes. That's what we're going to turn into.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye.
Yeah, we're already there.
Well, look, I mean, we see the weakness of Russia, okay?
Yep.
We
mm-hmm.
see it. Why are we not exploiting that?
Yep.
You know, Russia's out there dialing for help.
Mm-hmm.
They're dialing for help from China. You know, Kim Jong-un just spent, what, 4 days in Moscow?
Yep.
And, you know, Putin had to empty his prisons in order to get fighting forces.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so much for the Wagner group. You know, Wagner was trying to tell the truth, and so what does Putin do? He assassinates him.
Mm-hmm.
And why do we want to ever be on the side of Putin? How many people has Putin killed by poisoning?
We don't know.
Any dissenter. Exactly. Yeah. How many oligarchs have gone missing? We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a break, people.
Mm-hmm. To be continued, I am sure. So have yourself a great day. We'll be in touch again. Talk to you in about 24 hours.
Sir, thank you.
Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And Kyle, you hang on. And we'll be right back with more, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. The White House criticizes House Republicans for risking a government shutdown. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre stated today that the party lacks consensus on funding government and military.
They keep demanding more extreme policies as a condition to do their job and keep
the government open.
A fatal crash involving a chartered bus carrying Farmingdale High School marching band occurred in New York, leaving one dead and over 40 injured. The incident took place about 70 miles north of New York City. Five individuals identified as young are in critical condition. A murder suspect in Indiana is on the run due to a clerical mistake that led to his release. Kevin Mason was mistakenly set free from an Indianapolis detention center last week. Authorities are uncertain of Kevin Mason, the 28-year-old escapee, his current whereabouts, or whether he remains in the county or Indiana. Dave Collins, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Folks, Kyle Warren here from the Captain's America Third Watch radio show, and we're here to say welcome aboard to our new affiliate, KDON 101.5 FM in Las Vegas, Nevada. Tune in weekdays starting at midnight to 3 a.m. Pacific time for tomorrow's news tonight right here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio show with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to hear from you at 1-877-969-8600. Welcome aboard, KDON 101.5 FM, the talk of Las Vegas.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you all, the United States veterans. May God love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is, and we want to remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Concerned Veterans for America. They find out more about them by checking out the website cv4a.org. That's cv4a.org. Check out the website, see what they're all about, and you might want to consider volunteering to help them out along the way. All right, well, it's time for military and veterans news. Going to bring Kyle Warren into the mix here. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Now, delivering mission-focused cyber solutions is something whose time has come. And cybersecurity operations worldwide and leading-edge mission planning, advanced cyber threat hunting, as well as intelligence automation solutions, and incident response are in the forefront of everything that's going on right now. Computers are playing a larger and larger role in America's military?
Well, of course, I can't imagine anything different.
And I remember the computers from the old days when they first started out, they were about the size of a room.
Right, right.
Yep. And they actually had those on some military bases when you'd see them.
Well, sure, yeah. I think they might have been mainframes or something back then, yeah.
Now, the Senate confirmed the new Joint Chiefs Chairman, General Brown, from the Air Force. They're voted on the Marine and the Army Chiefs and got them in there. They can do probably two a day on a normal day. They did three because they had a little extra time or were given a little extra time, whatever the situation might be. It's going to take a long time if they can't speed that up, isn't it?
Well, that's right. And, of course, they did this so that they got these particular three positions confirmed. We understand, according to reports, it looks like Chuck Schumer, of course, the majority leader, said was not inclined to bring anything else to the floor at this point. But that could change very quickly.
Now, the Space Force is alive and well, and the latest branch of our military. They're looking to fill the tech gaps and evolve the space domain awareness. And they'll be able to do that, but more and more of the techies, more and more of the folks that in high school especially that are working with computers are what they're looking at right now to bring them into the military and give them a meaningful job.
Well, that's great. I mean, that's exactly what they should be doing. Absolutely.
Now, we all know about the chips around the world and around the countryside, don't we?
Right, right.
Chips are down, and the DOD just awarded $240 million to build 8 tech hubs. The official warned of a shutdown would be crushing if they're not able to do this and make their own chips for what they need.
Well, exactly right. And we also understand that chip makers need a couple of very important minerals, at least two of them, that also come from China. They're rare earth minerals, and China evidently is curtailing those exports. In fact, they fell to zero in August, as we understand. So that could also put the kibosh on being able to produce chips quickly and easily.
And not to be confused with Mr. Spock, but the ComSpock study included a look at risks from unannounced rendezvous and proximity operations, such as those being routinely performed by the Russian Inspector Satellite Group that's released hackles at the Defense Department before, and at the risk to U.S. military satellites caused by misplotting the trajectories of adversary birds, which means sometimes they actually run into each other up there in outer space.
Well, right, yeah, it's very difficult. You know, there's a lot of stuff orbiting the Earth. In fact, I think NORAD tracks as much of it as they can, if not all of it. But, yeah, and that's why they have to move things around sometimes, especially when the space shuttle was flying, they'd have to move. I don't know about the ISS, but I'm sure they monitor it very closely.
And in the last couple of weeks, SpaceX has actually put up about 30 satellites.
Yeah, well, that's right. There's, as I said, there's a lot of stuff. And some of it is like really small material, like, the, you know, that from past missions and so forth. But it's all orbiting at, what, 17,000 miles per hour? If that hits your craft or you or your spacesuit or something like that, it could be devastating.
Yeah. Now, take it away. I know you've got some things there that you want to mention. So take it away and tell us what's going on.
Well, Captain, unfortunately, we've got a 118-page Government Accountability Office, or GAO, report that came out last Tuesday that shows that some poor oversight is leaving many military barracks in very, very bad condition. They say that haphazard planning and shoddy oversight from Pentagon leadership has subjected thousands of rank-and-file service members to dirty and dangerous living conditions in military barracks, according to this GAO report. So they found things like mold, dysfunctional plumbing, heating malfunctioning in the wintertime, air conditioning off in the summer, not working. And they say, of course, all this goes to undermining our ability for readiness. I mean, and this is all very, very important. So obviously, where our service people live, while they're training or on base and so forth, and if those conditions aren't optimal, I mean, that's, you know, we're asking too much of them at that point, don't you think?
Well, I would think so, yeah. Then again, you never know.
Well, exactly. I mean, and obviously, you know, soldiers train to live in very and be in very harsh conditions. There's no doubt about that. But while they're on base or wherever that might be, and they're training and so forth, you know, they need to have a good place to live. There's no doubt about that.
Okay, what else is going on?
Well, we understand that in San Diego, we've got two military ships from Japan that came in on Thursday. They're going to be here for the weekend, we understand. They're part of the Japanese Maritime Self-Defense Force training fleet, and they're going to be in San Diego at least until Sunday, according to the Japanese consulate. They've got about 160 officers, Captain, who recently graduated from Officer Candidate School in Japan. And we've got two ships named Kashima, and one is called the Hatakaze, and they're actually traveling all around the country, around the world rather, to 11 different ports in 8 countries in order to for additional training and also to promote friendship between the countries and so forth. So that's a kind of a cool thing going on not too far away from where I am down in San Diego, where they've got a great big naval presence.
Well, where I'm at, the Bay Pines VA healthcare system was recognized for their excellence in sterile processing, and they were given a reward that reflects their service, and it reflected how the morale due to the vacancies at the VA were taken care of, and they developed this project to make sure everything was kept clean and as sterile as can be. And, you know, if you have a choice of going to a VA hospital here in this area, you're going to want to go to Bay Pines and not James A. Haley.
Indeed, absolutely, yes.
Well, one is older than dirt, the other one isn't, and they seem to take better care of the Bay Pines one, which is named for our former Congressman Bill Young. Now, we're going to be talking with Patrick Hyland when he comes in about next hour, about an hour from now. We're going to be talking with him about our Chicago Bears situation. I'm just going to tease it now, saying that the FBI may have, in fact, raided the Chicago Bears office, as well as the Chicago Bears defensive coordinator's office, who no longer is with the team. I hear the music coming up in my ear, so that means that we will be able to chat with Chris Markowski in just a second. Kyle, we'll see you on the other side of the break. All right, everybody. Captain's America Third Watch moves along. We'll be right back with more on Chris Markowski, too, right after all of these great little messages coming your way.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. And let's not forget this portion of the program. Our conversation with Chris Markowski is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and in particular, their Moss Acura dealer up on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, located right beside the Moss Nissan dealership that's there. So you got Moss Nissan on one side, Moss Acura on the other side right there at North Florida Avenue. And when you get on up there, pull on in there and say hello to Albert White. You'll be glad you did. He's the manager up there, sales manager, real nice guy. And you'll enjoy talking to them. Now, one of the things you'll hear, if you don't already know, is that they have the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, for veterans, for first responders, which include our police and our EMS and our firefighters, as well as church pastors, too. They get afforded a great opportunity to save money on a certified pre-owned or new vehicle. And when you get that vehicle, you also will get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, which means free oil changes and tire rotations when you need them. And there you go. And they'll be able to keep a good eye on your car that way. They are very good. Their service department is excellent. So you'll get some of the best service around anywhere. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. All right, let's start out with Chris. Let's see. We'll start out with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And now we'll go down to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
You know, without a whole heck of a lot of effort, we're hearing on being schnookered every time it happens. We're hearing how good things are in the border, We're hearing how good the economy is. So if that's true, how good the economy is, why did the U.S. announce a temporary residence work permit for nearly 500,000 Venezuelans?
Well, I mean, they're here. We're not sending them back. You get here. You basically, this is what happens. You walk across the border. Nobody's stopping you. You just turn yourself in. You turn yourself into the border agencies that are over there once you get across, and you claim, you know, asylum. Then you get a court date 7 years from now. So now what? You know, you go to some sanctuary city like New York or whatever it may be. Are you going to stay in, you know, temporary housing for 7 years? How's it going to work? So many of the, like here in New York, many of these mayors and whatnot are clamoring, say, hey, listen, we've got to get these people work permits so, you know, they can, you know, go out on their own. And they're not going to, not like they're going to show up for the court date 7 years from now or anything like that. But, you know, they're going to have to clear all of these various different, you know, sites that they have where they're all, you know, staying in at this point in time. So that's basically what that's all about.
Hmm. Kyle, what's on your mind?
Well, Chris, you know, we heard, of course, earlier this week that the Fed is going to continue the pause on the interest rates. But, you know, they could be penciled in for another time here in the future. But now we get this report from BlackRock's Rick Ryder, and he's saying that the Fed is going to cut interest rates, but in 2024, evidently. You know, at what point does the Fed realize that they have to start bringing this down, or do they think it's the right thing to do to keep interest rates high right now?
Well, I'm not a believer that, and I've talked about this for a while, I don't think that the higher rates are going to bring down inflation. I don't think it really has much to do with anything at this point. I mean, I'm not necessarily sure that they're going to end up raising them later on this year anyway. I really don't. I think the economy is going to be weakening. Next week we're going to have GDP and revisions, and I think they're going to be revised to the downside. I don't think the economy is that strong. I think there's also going to be political pressure brought to bear in regards to interest rates during election year. And I think that you'll probably have them lowering rates early on in 2024.
You know, you sound like you were listening to the conference board meeting. Was it yesterday they had that?
A couple days ago.
Okay, because that's exactly what they said.
Well, the conference board said that they're going to be, you know, higher for longer. And I don't necessarily believe that that's going to be the case. I don't. I think that they're talking right now, but they don't know what they're going to do. And that's the reality. They're not sure what's going to happen next.
Okay. Kyle, go ahead.
Well, Chris, you know, we hear so much about these ESG funds, the environmental, social, and governance investing funds. But we understand that many of them closed in 2023, and over the last 3 years combined. Does that mean that some of this investing for purposes of, say, green energy or other environmental concerns or for lack of a better term, you know, wokeism, that kind of thing, is that beginning to wane at this point?
Well, it's not that. It's the fact that they underperformed. It's like we said that they were going to do. They're losing money. You can't make money in these funds. They aren't doing well. They're going to shut down, and then people get tired of it, and they're walking away. We told everybody what was going to happen when it came to this. It was some stupid fad, and, you know, you can't invest in that manner. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever, and they're blowing up. Again, it was a big push by the Biden administration as well to put more of those things out.
Well, and there's also, I think, a movement afoot to change the regulations because of what they call greenwashing, and that is trying, as I understand it, and I think you might know better than I, obviously, but it's something to do with making sure or showing that your company is a part of this process, the green process and so forth, but it could be misleading in some way, correct?
Well, no, greenwashing is that you have people marketing their funds as being ESG or green, and they're not really. And I mean, it's so stupid. I mean, it really is. The SEC's got better things, bigger fish to fry. But, you know, they have to be really green. And, you know, the SEC says if you're calling yourself an ESG or a green fund, you got to prove it by a certain percentage. I don't pay attention, you know, to any of that nonsense because I wouldn't invest in that crap anyway.
Well, you know, you mentioned a company called NVIDIA the other day when you were talking about portfolios. We understand that NVIDIA and other U.S. Chip stocks may be stalling right now over valuation issues and industry worries. But also, of course, we understand that China evidently just stopped exporting two rare earth minerals that are integral to making chips and so forth. What do you think about all that?
Well, that was always been an issue in regards to rare earth materials that go into some of these. The issue is we have it all here. We just have to go and get it. Actually, they just discovered a lithium deposit out west it's worth well over. It's like $1.5 trillion. That's how much that was there. Just, you know, you have to go out and you have to get it. China's not the only place that does that. They just do it at greater levels. And the rare earth, they call them rare earth minerals, but they're not as rare as everyone makes them out to be. There's other places that you can go and get them. And that needs to be done. You know, we've talked about that in regards to supply chains. You know, they keep pushing all of these electric cars and a myriad of other things, but you got to have the materials to make them.
And what do you think the effect is going to be of the layoffs that we're seeing right now with the auto workers, if they can't come to any kind of agreement? But will these people be hired back right away, or are these layoffs going to have a far-reaching effect?
I mean, to be honest with you, if I was running one of these auto companies, I'd be looking to hire outside at this point in time. The demands by the demands by the unions right now will bankrupt the automakers, just like they did, you know, the last time around, and they needed to be bailed out by the taxpayer. But maybe that's what the UAW is counting on, is saying, hey, listen, we've already decided here in the United States that the automakers, for some reason, are too big to fail. And, you know, if anything goes wrong, they're going to get bailed out. So maybe they're trying to push it in that direction again. But they can't. It's unsustainable what they're asking for, and it's ridiculous, quite frankly.
Is there any sector in the economy right now or in the stock market that is kind of thriving, or are we seeing a tamping down across the board on things?
Well, I mean, I tell people all the time, is you want to look for value. I mean, certain things have done really well over the past year, and it's when you need to rotate assets.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Chris, here comes the music, and we will catch you on Monday morning. Have a great weekend, and I hope your team wins.
They lost last night.
Uh-oh. All right. We'll talk to you on Monday and see how our team does.
Have a good one.
All right. Thank you very much. Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't forget, it's all about we the people here on this here program, and we'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Cap.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.